B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With hundreds of trading pairs, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to create the crypto experiences they've been looking for. Trade beyond the trend at bittrex.com. It's your move.
Save thousands on new homes nationwide during Lennar's year-end sales event. But don't delay. New home savings end October 9th. Visit Lennar.com today. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
All right, folks, I want to take you back to December of last year. This is when the Texas Criminal Court of Appeals ruled that the Texas Attorney General could not unilaterally enforce the laws of Texas. Now, let that sink in for a little bit. The laws of Texas cannot be enforced by the Attorney General of the state of Texas. That's what the Criminal Court of Appeals ruled. It was nonsensical, and they were specific. Not any of the myriad court cases that the Attorney General is already representing the state in court in. No. Election cases. Only election cases. Now, this came right after the legislature had tightened up election laws in response to the 2020 election. Lots of malfeasance in the 2020 election, as you all know. So the Texas legislature decided to shore up and to prevent Democrats from cheating or to try to get in their way to the greatest degree possible they could and pass a law that would stop Democrats from cheating at the ballot box. In response to this, 8 alleged Republicans on the Criminal Court of Appeals said, well, we can't allow that to happen. We've got to maintain Democrats' ability to cheat. So what do? They said the Attorney General cannot enforce state law on elections in court. That has to be left up to the district attorneys inside of the individual counties. So counties like Bexar County, counties like Dallas, counties like Travis, counties like Harris County, where the leftists are in charge. No prosecutions of voter fraud will happen because Democrats do not enforce the law. Democrats do not enforce election laws. Democrats, by and large, are not law-abiding people. And the Criminal Court of Appeals knows this. So this was a blatant attempt of the Criminal Court of Appeals to basically say we're going to preserve Democrats' ability to cheat in Democrat precincts at the ballot box. The reason why we know this was a political ruling by alleged Republicans, they're not, as a matter of fact, the guy that is leading the charge on this, his name is Scott Walker, but not that Scott Walker. And his name isn't Scott Walker. He changed his name so he could get approval on the ballot and win election. He changed his name. It's not even his real name. And this man, it is alleged and it is believed, he's actually a socialist who ran as a Republican because he couldn't get elected any other way. And now he is in charge, along with some other subversives, on the Criminal Court of Appeals, making sure that Democrats can cheat in elections. It's wrong, it's infantile, it's dangerous, and these people, these 8 so-called Republicans, should be impeached tomorrow. The governor should call a special election, and these judges should be impeached for making a ruling that says, oh yes, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas cannot enforce election laws. It's nakedly partisan. It's nakedly an effort to preserve cheating, and it cannot stand. The Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, my friends, time to get to our guest, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Sir, welcome back.
I'm back, Chris.
The Texas Criminal Court of Appeals, by an 8-1 decision, said that it was not constitutional for the Attorney General to enforce election laws in the state of Texas. Many of us believe that was absurd, and they were asked by the Attorney General to reconsider, and they did. And what was their answer?
Let me give you the timing. So they this initial decision came in December 15th of last year, 2 days after the filing deadline where people could run against some of them. So they waited. They let that filing deadline pass, so nobody would file against them. And then they issued the opinion on December 15th. On December 31st, approximately, we filed a motion for rehearing, asking them to reconsider their decision to strike down a law that was passed by the legislature under the Constitution and giving the Attorney General in 1951 the authority to prosecute voter fraud. And they struck that down. And then after the motion for rehearing, we've heard nothing from them until yesterday, where they said, we were right, we're not going to rehear it. But the timing of this is interesting. We heard nothing for 10 months, almost 10 months, and then they issue it right before the election. And I asked your listeners to think, why would they do it right before the election? Because they want people to know there's nobody to prosecute voter fraud in Harris County, Bexar County, Travis County. There, if you want to cheat, this is a good time to do it because no one's going to prosecute it.
Exactly. This is these Republicans in the Criminal Court of Appeals, their effort to continue to let Democrats cheat at the ballot box, which makes it, in my opinion, disgusting. Now, it was originally an 8-1 decision. What was the new count with this decision?
It was 7-2, but I think, you know, Michelle Slaughter, she wrote a relatively, I haven't gotten through it all yet, a dissent that doesn't help us at all. I think she's doing that because she's up in 2 years. And she knows that we're gonna try to recruit people to run that are Republicans that will enforce the law, and they won't rewrite the Constitution in front of us, hoping that we can have elections without any consequences for voter fraud.
Here's one of the guys.
So her dissent doesn't help us.
Yeah,
it's just a protection thing for her.
Got it.
And it doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't help at all. It was Kevin Urey is the only one that stood up and did the right thing. And he also wrote a very good dissent that was helpful, that explained the problem. She did not.
Understood. She was just, again, thinking politically as this
Criminal
Court of absolutely. Appeals appears to be doing, which is not what they're supposed to be doing. Now, let me share this. Quote, I share the concerns that citizens have about election law violations. Frankly, I am deeply concerned as well, wrote Judge Scott Walker. That's not his real name. He wrote in a concurring opinion, quote, the remedy is a constitutional amendment, something the legislature could propose and the citizens could vote to ratify. The remedy is not for the courts to water down the Texas Constitution from the bench. To do so would be a violation of our judicial oath. And so he is accusing every administration since 1951 of watering down the Constitution. Can you respond to Judge Scott Walker, not his real name, in his statement there?
Let me first talk about the court. There, nobody knows who's on the court. I'm in front of really educated audiences, including lots of lawyers, and this is why I'm convinced these people are Republicans, but I'm not unconvinced that George Soros has done a very good job of getting people in place in the district attorney's office in Travis County, Bexar County, and other places, and hopefully that's going to change. Hopefully even the Democrats are realizing this is a bad thing, but Scott Walker is the leader of this movement. He was put there on that court by somebody to do exactly this, and this made-up idea that the legislature can't make a law that gives the Attorney General the ability to prosecute. And his argument is that there's a separation of powers. I'm in the executive branch, and therefore an attorney general can't go into court. Well, if he's right, then the Texas Supreme Court should tell us to stop representing the state in the 38,000 cases we represent the state in, because we're not allowed in court. It's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. It's a violation of probably every constitution in the country. No attorney general will be allowed to go into court if Scott Walker and his team of judges are right. He's just making this up, and people don't understand enough about the law or this court to challenge it. Mm-hmm. But we do.
Yeah, Scott Walker, not his real name. Is this now in the hands of the legislature to have a legislative fix?
Yeah, the problem is, you know, we got an election coming up, and they just signaled, those guys just signaled, hey, don't worry about the rehearing. We got you covered. Go do what you need to do this election. I'm concerned now for this election. There's nothing we can do, because apparently only the local DAs can prosecute crimes and as it relates to election fraud. And so it's a wide open field for them now. However, I'm hoping we survive this election, and I'm hoping that the legislature will pass another statute to put this back in place, and they'll also pass some civil statutes so that individuals and my office can sue civilly if the Court of Appeals somehow strikes this down again. I'm hoping that if we can pass it, we can remove three of the members of the court in the next election, and we'll at least have a closer vote next time, and we'll be able to delay the process and get this back on track.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, tell me why every Republican up there, particularly in the House side, but I think there are some on the Senate side, why do they wince whenever I say that these eight Republican justices need to be impeached? Why do they wince every single time I say that?
I don't know. This is the worst decision, in my opinion, in my lifetime. This goes at the heart of representative democracy, because it goes at the heart of protecting our elections. And they basically have they're trying to undo Texas. And these Republicans, you know, maybe some of them still get elected to their district if they're not targeted by voter fraud. But these Republicans, if they do not stand up soon, we will lose the state. And when we lose the state, the election laws will be changed to allow mail-in ballots, which are completely unreliable and open to voter fraud. And we will be like California, Oregon, and Washington. You won't even have to count the votes. We just know who wins when they start the process.
Good grief. And again, I'm just going to press you a little bit. You used to be in the legislature. Why is it that Republicans can be under attack electorally by a criminal court of appeals that is trying to preserve the Democrats' ability to cheat at the ballot box? And because this outrageous ruling that everybody agrees, it's an outrageous and unconstitutional ruling. Yet whenever I say these judges need to be impeached, a special session needs to be called, and they need to vote to impeach them now, why do they wince at that? Tell me why.
I can't answer that. It's a lack of courage. It's a lack of understanding of where we're at. It may just seem uncomfortable because it sounds very risky to them. The risky thing is not doing anything about this. And I don't want to be right. I don't want to see the state, you know, I don't want to say, hey, I told you so 4 years from now or 6 years from now. I want to say, hey, God bless the Texas legislature and the Republican Party in the legislature for fixing this, because this was a huge hole that is going to destroy the state.
Yep, absolutely. And it will ensure Democrat dominance in the great state of Texas by ensuring illegitimate elections. Ken Paxton, our guest right now, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. The biased press, of course, is not covering this in the way we are. They believe this is fantastic. Not allowing a Republican to do his job is fantastic. And they're also saying, another example here of narrative over news, they are colluding with your political opponent to say that you were caught running away from being served. But that's not what happened, was it?
That's exactly right. Of course, they didn't interview me about it when they all colluded to spread this around as fast as they could. The reality was, somebody showed up at my door. I didn't know who they were. My wife answered the door. I typically do not answer the door when I don't know who's at my door, because I get too many death threats. And I didn't have any DPS officers there at the time. And so I told my wife I wasn't going to answer the door. She wanted to, because she thought we had a grill coming. And so she asked the guy, are you the grill guy? And he said, no, I have documents for Ken Paxton. And she came back to me and I said, I don't have documents coming. I don't know who this guy is, but he's not being honest about what he's doing. And he never identified himself as a process server. And even if he had, I wouldn't have known who he was. And so he said, well, I'll just wait outside. So he goes and he basically stalks me. And he waits in front of my driveway. I had GPS pulled up. I try to walk out, and this guy starts running at me, screaming at me. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he has a knife. I don't know if he has a gun. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to confront this guy. I go back into my house, and I said, I told my wife, I said, hey, your vehicle's closer. It's right by the garage. I'll just jump in there. Let's just get out of here. I don't want to confront this guy. I don't want to have a confrontation. I just don't want to create a problem. And so I just got out of the way. I have no obligation to talk to somebody that comes to my house unidentified, who I don't know, especially when I have too many people that have issued, you know, threats on my life and threats on my family. So I have to be very careful when people show up at unannounced and I don't know who they are. So
sure.
If anybody wants to show up at my house, I'm not going to talk to them if I don't know who they are.
Well, and you know what? Again, given the amount of death threats from this so-called peaceful, mostly peaceful protesting left that you receive, that's understandable. And of course, you had your wife there at home. By the way, speaking of which, I'm going to tie this all together. But I don't know much about your ultra left-wing opponent, but I hear she's a full-blown proponent of slaughtering babies in the womb. Is that true?
Absolutely. She actually won a case. She sued the state of Texas, representing a teenager who was illegal, arguing that the state of Texas should cover those abortions from people coming across the border, whatever their age. And we stopped her in federal court. And then she went to another federal court, I think it was in D.C., without telling us. We didn't know about it. And she got the abortion accomplished before we could stop it. Yes, she believes in absolute abortion and that we should provide abortions to even people coming across the border illegally, no matter what their age. She also is for complete open borders. She represents people that help smuggle people across the border. She's an ACLU lawyer, and she is called the Border Patrol terrorist. So she has extreme views on election integrity. She says that the election integrity laws that we put in place to protect the election were written by a bunch of white supremacists and racists.
Man.
And so we've got the most radical, I think, candidate running for Texas office in the history of the state. And of course, the media does not cover her positions. They are hiding it because they don't want voters to know what she actually believes and what she'd actually do.
Right. With Wendy Davis walking around, that's that says a lot. So I'm going someplace with this. It looks like that your opponent has an ally in a guy by the name of Karl Rove. Mr. Rove took a shot at your wife when he wanted to hobnob. And of course, where do air quotes Republicans go when they want to take a shot at conservatives? They go to the Texas Tribune events. They go to liberal events to take shots at conservatives. And Karl Rove, he gathered with leftists at the Texas Tribune saying the Texas abortion law, which your wife authored, which eliminates this Nazi-esque practice of abortion on demand. Rove says the law is, quote, too extreme. It looks like Mr. Rove and the Bushy Republicans are jonesing to put Planned Parenthood back into business in Texas so that Planned Parenthood can convert that taxpayer money into Democrat donations. I'm sorry, that doesn't sound very Christian to me. Does it sound Christian to you?
Well, no, with Karl Rove, his positions, he's not very clear about those. And they definitely told us things when the Bushes were running for office that were not true about what they actually believed. And so it's not surprising to me. He spends a lot of time raising money, not to run against Democrats, to run against conservative Republicans. They do not like the Bushes. Karl Rove, they spent a lot of time and a lot of resources trying to take out conservative Republicans, including me. They'd love to get rid of me. They tried with, you know, George P. Bush, and they'd love to get rid of my wife. The reality is, you know, this is a time, if we're really Republicans, we have a big fight with the progressives, and we're going to lose our state and our country. And these people are not helping us. They're actually seemingly siding with the other side to make it much more difficult for us to hold on to our constitutional republic and our freedoms.
Yep. Just in case, folks, you thought it was only on the national level with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy siding with the socialists. No, it's happening in Texas, too, with names like Strauss, with names like Rove, right here in the great state of Texas, looking to put the leftists in charge permanently and ruin the Texas miracle. Ken Paxton, the attorney general of the great state of Texas. If folks want to check out your campaign, where can they go?
KenPaxton.com and at KenPaxtonTX. It's a Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. Best of luck in your race, sir. Thanks for the time, as always. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Couple of websites I want you to visit. First, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. While you're there, you will see all the news that impacts Texas. And if it's impacting Texas, chances are it's going to be impacting these United States. Also, head on over to ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, book me for a speech. Track down the Chris Salcedo Show on KSEV, the Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern till 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, we don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure our society's worth on how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Find your dream home during Lennar's year-end sales event happening in over 70 cities nationwide. Get incredible savings on new Lennar homes for a limited time only. Head to Lennar.com today, but don't delay. Offers end October 9th. Promotions and offers will vary by community. See a new home consultant for details. Lennar is an equal housing opportunity builder.